Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We're on Mem Hey Amud Beis. We're by the two dots. V'chein l'inyan Tuma, so too by Tuma. What so too by Tuma? If you have a kli made with dough, and whether or not you want the Tuma there, whether or not you want the dough there will depend on whether it turns, it's a chatzitza if it gets tummy, right? Im makbid alav chotet, v'im rotze b'kiyum hareu kareva. If you makbid it, it's a chatzitza. And if you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Me dummy? 1 second. What kind of thing is that? Hasham, by Pesach, b'shi'ur talya milsa. The shear matters. Kazayis is the kicker. Hacha, but over here, big peda talya milsa. All we care about is peda. So really, the size doesn't make a difference. How much of it doesn't matter. What only matters is whether you're makbid or not. Amar Buddha, yes, ema ulu inyan tuma eno kain. Right. Change that brisa to say, and by Tuma it's different rules. The kizayis is not relevant. Amalei Abaya, havachein le'inyan Tuma katani, but it says zechein le'inyan Tuma. And change it. That's not what it says, but this is what it says. We're going to have 3 answers how to explain this brisa to make it make sense. First, El Amar Abaya hachikamar, v'chein le'inyan tziruf Tuma v'peitach. The issue is regarding tziruf Tuma on Pesach. And in the rest of the year, on Pesach, the shear does matter, even by Tumah. The rest of the year, it goes by whether or not you're makbid. Why? Because on Pesach, chametz matters with the kizayis. So the Gemara says, "Hechi dami." What's the case? Kigon, the ikka pachos mikabetzas ochlin. You have less than a kibetza of food, v'nagu b'hai batek, and it touched that spot of dough in the crack in your kli. B'Pesach, on Pesach, the shuro chashuv mitzdarif. On Pesach, that'll combine and it'll be matami the food. B'shaya mosa hashana, on the rest of the year, big peda talya milsa, it goes by kapeda, eh, makbid alav mitzdarif, v'imartza b'kiyumo hareo bareva. If you're makbid, it's mitzdarif, and if not, on Pesach, that's a bayit answer out. Not that the kli, whether the kli itself can be toggled, that's not the issue. Whether there's a matame other food. So Gemara asking for Rava, mi katani mitzdarif, that's not what it says. But chotzeit katani, it talks about chatzitza. It talks about toggling this kli in the mikvah. Don't tell me it means whether or not the food, the dough here, is matame some other food. That's not what it's about. Elamar Rava's second hit try. V'chein lahalos tahir la'areva. The question is, being metaher, how you metaher this kli, right? Hechidami, what does that mean? Kigon, the it mehach areva. This areva became tamei. Uboi lat bula. You want to put it in the mikvah. B'Pesach, on Pesach, the siro chashuv. Where we're much more makbid on the shear. Chashuv chotzeitz, v'lasokalei tefila. It's not going to work. Tefila won't work. There's a chatzitza here. Why? Because I'm makbid on the dough in the areva. B'shayim mos hashana. For the rest of the year, what does it matter? How much is there? It doesn't matter if it's the whole thing is dough. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because big pay to tell you milsa. All we care about is whether or not you makbid. E makbid alav chotzeitz. If you watch the pekiyum erik areva, if you makbid good, if not. Has something to do with how much dough is there. On Pesach, we care how much dough is there. Why? Because the kizayis is a problem. And that carries over to Tumah. Ask the floor of Papa. Miktani v'chelin and Tahira? That's not what it says, Brisa. Doesn't say so too regarding Tahira. That's not what it says. Ha le'inyan Tumah katani. It says le'inyan Tumah. Right? El Amr of Papa. V'chelin le'inyan lahorid Tumah la'areva. Making it tame. What does that mean? Hey, chidami. What does that mean? Kigon. The naga sheretz behind batzik bePesach. A sheretz touched that dough in the areva on Pesach. The isuro chashuv chotzeitz. If citizen the iser is chashuv, we care about it. Chotzeitz v'lo nachto le'tuma. Tuma will not spread to the rest of the areva. Why? Because the dough is a chatzitza. So if the sheretz touches the dough in the crack in the kli, does it make the kli tame? No. Why not? Because it's a chatzitza.
What that means? That the kazayis.
Right. Since the dough is a kazayis. Exactly. The dough is not connected to the rest of the kli.
Why should the dough become tameh?
Why doesn't
it? Itself,
what?
Doesn't it
that might happen.
So,
but it won't make the kli tameh. But it won't make the rest of the kli tameh because it's not considered part of the kli.
But the sheretz.
The sheretz touched the dough.
And the dough is touching the kli.
So that's so what is dough?
The second step.
The second step. So I don't know if you say that by a sheretz.
But you're saying that's the problem here.
Right, it's the second step. So is the kli tame? No. Just scrape off the dough and you're all good. You got to scrape it off on Pesach anyway if it's a kazayas.
Yeah.
So there's nothing changed. That's the issue. Nothing changed. Now, what about the rest of the year? What if the sheretz touch the dough the rest of the year?
Okay.
Then it depends. Do you want this dough here? If you want it here, then the whole kli is tame. If you don't want it here, then it's not tame. That's the difference between Pesach and the rest of the year. Regarding Tumah, right? B'shayi Mos Hashanah Big Pei Natalia. The whole thing goes about whether you care. In Makbid Alav Chotet, he writes the Big Kiyum Oreo Kareva.
Which is funny because you're making me tell, like on Pesach, the Tumah is more maple.
Correct. It's more maple because one more makbid on the dough turns into.
Yeah, but the other one's also strange. You're makbid on the dough during the year, so the dough doesn't become tummy because why?
Because the dough doesn't become
chametz. Touching the sheretz.
Yeah.
The tummy doesn't become tummy.
Right. The kli doesn't Why? Become tummy.
The kli.
What if I have a kli? What if I have a kli? What if I have a kli full of oranges, right. And the sheretz touches one of the oranges? Does the kli become tummy?
No. Good example.
No.
I don't know.
You
Why?
Have a bowl full of dirt.
What?
The sheretz right. touches the dirt.
You have a bowl full of dirt. The sheretz touches the dirt. It makes the kli tummy. No.
Okay.
So same exact thing. Now, what about the rest of the year? The rest of the year depends now. Is that
I'm
dirt?
About the rest.
So is that so that it depends.
You're allowed to use the dough during the rest of the year.
So what? It still becomes tummy.
Fine.
What are we talking
It's not a
about
kli.
Here.
Only kalim can become tummy or food. This is neither.
It's not food.
This is neither. Is dirt in the ground become tummy? No.
So you're saying the dough doesn't become
No, tummy. I don't think so.
No, not,
it's nothing.
It's not
An animal dies in the middle in the backyard. That spot becomes tummy. No! There's no such thing. Why? Because only Caleb and food can be, and people can become tummy.
Not
like
food anymore.
Not like these random crazy things. You have all these cases, a guy's in the middle of making a shoe. At what stage is the shoe a shoe? Now it can become tummy. Because till that, it's not even a shoe. What is it? It's just leather pieces. That doesn't become tummy.
Okay.
Next Mishnah. That's something to talk about here. Now we're going to really get into it. Not this machine, the next one. Batek ha-cheresh. Batek, that is cheresh. What's cheresh? Cheresh means it's deaf. Says Rashi, the first Rashi there. She'ein nikar im hichmetz amlap. You have no idea if it's chamit or not. You don't know. She'meshunahu, it's different. It's ke'cheresh hadel, like a cheresh. She'ish lo aznayim. The guy has ears, but ve'ein no nikar im shemei amlap. You don't know if he's listening to you or not. You don't know. Right? Ve'ein adam omen al biru aval daito. You just don't know. Then Rashi says, different pshat, lishna, achrina, batzik, acherish, mekoshak, it's like difficult, like acherish, you just can't talk to the guy. Veino nikar, v'haichri hichmetz, you just don't know. So I don't know. So what do? Im yesh kiyot zebo shehichmetz, harei ze osur. If you have other dough that was made at the same time, and you know that dough turns into already chametz, then you have a problem. Right? Now, says the Gemara, im ein sham kiyot zebo ma, what if you don't have other dough like that? Then what do I do? Right? So Amar b'yavo, Amar b'shur melakish, Kadesh Yahalech Adam Mimigdal Nunya Litzveria Mill. The time it took for a mill to pass, the time it takes to walk from the Tower of Nunya to Tveria, which is a mill, if the dough stood idle for that time, it's chametz. No matter what. With one exception. We'll see in a second. The name of mill, it's just to say a mill. So the answer is Hakamash on the Shiur de Mill, Kimigdal Minunya Vatveria. That's how long it takes to walk from there to there, it's a mill. It's a second, I gave you another piece of information. You want to know how long it takes to walk from point A to point B? A mil. Amar b'yavo, Amar b'shir melakish. By the way, that's the 18 minutes that we know and love when it comes to Pesach. Chametz. Why? because we assume the most machmir shear for a mil is 18 minutes. No one says less than that. People say longer than that. So for Shabbos, you'll have a mil. Oh, I wait 96 minutes after Shabbos. Why you wait 96 minutes? Because it's 4 mil, and each mil is 24 minutes, right? So you have that. But Pesach, no one's ever going to say that. No one's ever going to say that. So what does it mean, 18 minutes? So what they do is they bring out a loaf of dough. Now, I don't know what they did to the dough. I was only in the matzah factory once, and I saw that's what they do. They bring out a loaf of dough, long loaf of dough. Now, where that dough came from, I don't know. What they did before, I don't know.
Sure.
Once they bring it out, what?
There's a place where they put the flour in the pan, and then you put the...
Right, but that dough's been...
Is somebody always touching the dough until that point?
Okay,
Someone touching the dough.
So the exception is that dough, if 18 minutes a problem, the only exception is if you're working on it.
Right.
As, you can work on it all day long, it won't become humming. Now, they bring out a long loaf of dough. And there's a long row of ladies, right? These ladies standing there. What do? They slice off, the clock starts to run. They slice off a piece, and they start working on it. They make it into a round thing. They bring it to the oven. There's a guy there that puts those holes in it, and it goes into the oven. It stays in the oven about 15 seconds. It comes out, it's a matzah. The women are, in the meantime, keep slicing off more and more and more of the dough, right? So once the clock starts, they're not working on the dough anymore. They're only working on each slice individually. The rest of the dough is turning into chametz. So what they do is, when there's like 3 minutes left, they start announcing, we're running out of time. Because once the 18 minutes is done, to whatever dough they didn't get to, they throw in the garbage. Okay? That's what happens. What? Now, I heard, when I was there like about 5 years ago, they had 17 minutes. Like, it's another chumrah now. Now I heard they went down to 15 minutes. They went down to 15 minutes.
For a better shape, you have to walk the milk better.
What?
For a better shape, you have to walk the milk better.
Right, right. They went down to 15 minutes. So whatever they don't finish in 15, maybe they made those batches smaller so they can get to it. You know? Maybe they did that. Because if it's
I remember I went many years and they kept repeating like robots with a shame.
They do that also.
And they have no idea what they're talking about. They're all Russians. They don't understand English or Hebrew.
Right.
They just keep mumbling something.
I had a Shaila, which I didn't even want to read. Are these women even Jewish?
No, they are, I think. Yeah.
Because if they're not Jewish, it's a problem.
No, they're all Russian Jewish. Yeah,
they are?
Yeah.
I hope they are. They're every possible thing. By the way, they made me cut my nails when I went in there. They have a nail clipper there. They have a nail clipper right when you walk in. They make you cut your nails, so you shouldn't have any dough in your fingernails. It's amazing. The whole thing's amazing how they operate it. I heard they went down to 15 minutes now. Maybe they made those batches smaller, those loaves smaller, so they can finish them. Because why make them so big and you can't get to them and you're throwing so much out? Every 15 minutes, throwing it out.
That's strange what you're saying, because there's a measurement of flour that they put in
per
dough, and a measurement of water. So the dough's going to be exactly the same all the time. And when they throw it out, the person in front cuts off a piece and throws up. Meanwhile, he's still working the dough. Looks like.
No, but the whole loaf is sitting there.
The loaf is not sitting there.
Yes, it is.
The bakery was never sitting
there. It's sitting there, and they do it slice by slice.
It in his hand. It was always working.
No. The lady's sitting there. There's a thing like this. She slices off a piece, turns it into a flat one. Slices off a piece, makes it flat. Slices off a piece, makes it flat. You have to roll it out. They add some, next one.
Eggs.
So the rest of it's, whatever. No, not eggs. The rest of it's not being worked on. It's sitting there.
Never seen that.
You can't work on the whole thing. It's massive.
I've never seen that before. Because
they don't give the lady the loaf.
The time between the equal would never be there.
You can make like 10,
what
20.
They have to do, they set up a time. They're going to finish a block in X amount of time.
Right, 15 minutes.
Yeah. No. That's when they start.
Right.
They have a whole clock as far as they do from time of starting to pour the
water
into the
flour. Right.
They have like set amount of time.
Correct.
That's 5 minutes, more, whatever
Correct.
It is.
Right.
They have set amount of time, then they clear everything off.
That's right, and they clean.
Right, right. They put out a new paper. They bring out a new roll of paper. New rollers.
That's not 15 minutes.
Right.
It's more.
It takes 10 minutes to start up again.
Exactly.
Which is why we're not.
Exactly. But I've never seen that the lady gets a whole load.
Yeah.
She gets a piece that the person in front tears off a piece and throws it to the lady.
No, that's not how I saw it there. She had it there. So it's sitting. It's sitting there.
Yeah, then it's right.
She can make 10, 20 matzahs in those 15 minutes, maybe even more. They work very fast. But what she's not working on is turning into chametz.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
okay, let's go. Next. Okay, we got to move. Omar, Avo, Omar of Shir Melakish, Lagabel. It's a mechlokas what this means. Rashi says it's a funny thing. It means if you're working for somebody, kneading dough for somebody, and the pot is tameh, you have to walk 4 mil to tovel it. Ulatfila, and for davening, ulatilas yadayim, and for natilas yadayim, are ba'a mil. You have to walk 4 mil. Okay? You have to walk 4 mil. Look at the second Tosfos. Nira kipirish hakonetritz. I think I agree with Rashi that we're talking about walking for a minyan. Velokimo ka'orach the pirish l'tfila haina l'urucha d'yadav l'etzpalel. That you're looking for water to wash your hands for davening. I can't believe that could be right. Why? The heichi dami. Ibe edit itzlutza, if it's davening time. Ha'omri number brachos. Abay alayet aman demahadar amaya be'idon tzlutza. He used to curse people that I can't daven, I don't have water. Right, I'm not going to daven in a minyan now because looking for water. He used to curse, kind of, that's false frumkai to do that. I'm not doing that. He used to curse, can't be that. It must be, it means a minyan. Right, then he says, and if it's not that minyan time, then what's the issue about? So it must be it's a minyan, which is what Rashi says, and Tosfos agrees with him. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskens. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Yitzchak, Aibu Amar Arba, Amar Ba. He said four things. A fourth thing. That what? V'chad Menayu Ibud. The fourth one is Ibud. What's Ibud? You're working on the tanning, which means Tetnan. V'kulon she'ibdan l'shiluch bo k'dei avoda. As long as you're working on it, it gets worked on. Tahor, it'll become tahor. It's tahor still. Chutz mi'arva adam, except for human. V'kama k'dei avoda. How much is that? Amar Rav Aivu, Amar Rav Yanai, k'dei hilach arba mil. It's 4 mil. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina. Lo shanu el lefonav. This is only true if you're walking forward. So if I'm walking forward, I'm traveling on a trip. I'm on a business trip. And I stop for the night. And there's a minion 4 mil in front of me. I have to go to that minion. Aval achorav, but backwards, afilu mil enachos. Even a mil, you don't have to go back. I have to go out of my way to a minion? No. Amar b'avcha uminei mil hude enachos. A mil, you don't have to go back. Hapachas mi mil. What if it's less than a mil? Choser. What if you're in your house? What if you're not traveling? You're in your house and missed all the minyanim. You live in Woodmere. Do you have a chiv to drive 4 mil? So first of all, driving is a separate question. What about walking 4 mil? Says Rav Moshe, no. You 4 mil for sure not. So says Rav Moshe, it can't be any worse than a guy traveling. So at least 1 mil for sure you have to go. 1 mil for sure you have to go. He says, you have to go 2 mil? Says Rav Moshe, but there's no shear. I don't know what's the shear. There's no shear. We don't have a shear.
Why the shear 4 mil?
Because he says that 4 mil is only for traveling. Right? She'ein lilmot arba mil she'nemer b'holech b'derech she'tarech lelech sha'am mitzah darko v'ein lo tircha. I have to go there anyway. Since it doesn't mention anything sitting in the house, I can't be machmir more than a mil. Because even when you're traveling, we made you go a mil out of the way. So to go a mil out of the way, that's for sure. More than that, I said, Rav Moshe, I can't be machmir. I have no way to be machmir and to tell you to go out of your way from your house more than a mil. I can't say.
Which is still, if you're driving about 20 minutes drive.
Correct.
Mill is
20
minutes drive.
How long is a 18 minute walk. What about if you're driving?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah in two places contradicts himself. In Hilchos Tefillah, he says it goes by 18 minutes. I'm sorry. The shear is how long it would take to walk 18 minutes. Can you walk to Far Rockaway in 18 minutes?
No.
Therefore, you don't have to drive there. You hear that? That's a big kula. You don't have, you have no chiyuv. You want to be a tzaddik, you could. You have no chiyuv. You're potter. You're potter because there's no minyan within a mil of walking. That's what he says in Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he says that if you have a wagon, then the shear now is how long can you travel 18 minutes in a wagon? Which would mean you would have to drive to Far Rockaway.
So you have to drive
72
minutes.
No, you have to drive 18 minutes.
Oh, it's only 1 mil, not 4 mil.
It's only 1 mil, not 4 mil. So it's walking 18 minutes, which would mean if you don't have a minyan in 18 minutes from your house, walking 18 minutes, you don't have to get into the car. According to the other Mishnah Berurah, it's really a Bir Halacha over there in Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph over there. He says that it's a wagon will mean 18 minutes.
Not walking, it's a wagon.
It's a wagon, so therefore, do we have to drive to Far Rockaway? Absolutely, because you can get there in less than 18 minutes. How do you resolve the stira? So the it's not going to come out good for people. So the Shevet Alevi says there's a difference between Tilas Yadayim and davening. Why would we be more makel by davening? It doesn't really say. Hezer Chaim Kanievsky says. He says when the Mishnah Berurah says that it goes by 18 by walking, it's because we also have to factor in the tircha of traveling.
What?
The tircha of traveling. So the Sefer Chaim Kanievsky, if you have an animal, that's a big pain in the neck to get on the animal and travel, be busy with the animal. So you know what? The Mishnah Berurah said 18 minutes. 18 minutes walking. And the animal also walking because it's a big pain in the neck. But a car, what's the tircha? So get into the car and drive. Which would mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. He says it goes by walking. But he did say it somewhere else, by Hilchos Tefillah Yadayim, it goes by a car. It goes by 18 minutes. So how far can you have to get? Now, let's say there's no, you have to drive to Brooklyn. So according to everybody, you don't have to do that. Because you can't get to Brooklyn in 18 minutes. Not if you drive like a normal person. You really can't do that. Even when there's no traffic, you can't get to a Dominion in Brooklyn in 18 minutes. Right? So therefore, that's for sure you open your potter. What about driving to Far Rockaway? So according to Abchaim, 100%, you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. Why? Because there's no tircha. Just get into the car and go. Okay? Good?
Yeah, but also, according to what you just said, on vacation, you'd have a chiyuv to drive 72 minutes.
No! Only if it's in the same direction that you're going.
Let's say you park at a hotel on vacation.
Yeah, and the same. No, the, so
the 4 mil.
Only if you're going that way. Only if you're going that way.
Okay, I want to stop now, or I can stop in 18 minutes.
If you're at a hotel, it's the same 18, it's the same 1 mil?
That's considered your house.
House.
Right. Right? Because the halacha is phrased as you're traveling. That's what Ramosha said. What if you're sitting in your house? You're not traveling. It can't be worse than a mil. Or even I made a guy traveling go out of his way a mil, so for sure a guy sitting in his house. What about more than a mil? So is Ramosha not? Well, I don't have a reason to do that. So it's a big tircha. Okay. Good?
Good
stuff? Okay, very good. Next. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. There's a halacha like this. If a guy is baking dough, he's baking matzah on Pesach. Why on earth would a guy be doing that? He's doing that.
He's hungry.
You're allowed to. You just have to make sure it doesn't turn into chametz.
Right.
Now, Ketzad mafrishin chala b'tumah. How we mafrish chala that became tummy? Right? Be yontif. On yontif. What's the issue? The issue is as follows. Says Rashi, shenit meis ha'isa. The dough became tummy. Vishuv ein chala hanitelas mimenu ru'uy la'achilas kohen. Nobody can eat that anymore. Why not? Because a Kohen cannot eat challah that's tameh, and you can't eat challah that's tameh. You can eat dough that's tameh, not challah. Ketzad mafrishin aso b'yontif shel Pesach. How you mafrish it on Pesach? Hari ein yachol la'afosa. You're not allowed to bake it now. Again, it was dough. You can't bake it now. Me'achas she'ein ru'uy la'achila, because you're not allowed to eat it. So you're going to be baking on yontif shelo l'torech. Ulu shahosa, to let it sit around. Ulusarfa la'erev efshar. You can't let it sit around. Shalotach, it's going to become chametz. So what do you do with it? Ulusarfa olachil leklavim efshar. Again, you can't burn it. You can't even give it to a dog. Why can't I give it to the dog? Shar ein sarfin kachim b'yantiv. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yantiv. You can't get rid of kachim. You can't even give it to the dog. I'm not burning it. You can't do that. You can't even give it to a dog because you're not allowed to destroy in any way Chametz on Pesach. Okay? Ask the Shagetz Aryeh, why don't you do Bittel? Just be Mavatal. Right? Okay, you'd be Mavatal. The basic answer that he gives is you can't be Mavatal because it doesn't belong to you. Because really it belongs to a Kohen. You hear that answer? It's a very difficult answer. Right. So it belongs to you. Right. Now, okay. Now, the Rabbeinu David points out, if you have flour that became tame, you have a way out now. Now you can make dough so small, make tiny rolls so small that the chiyuv of challah will never kick in. That you have an answer. But once the dough becomes tame, you have no choice. What do you do? There's nothing you can do now. What do you do? So, I'm not exactly sure what to do here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo tikro lo shem ad shita afa. Don't designate any dough as challah until you bake what you want it to bake. So at least I bake what I wanted. But now what do you do now? Now what do you do?
Yes, what do you solve?
You solve, you're able to bake challah.
Yeah,
not challah, matzah. I bake my matzah. Now whatever's left, now I'm not sure what you do with that.
That's supposed to be
the
right, so we're changing it.
I see, but
we're changing it. Right, so we're changing it. We're changing it. No other option. So we're changing it, right? Now, when do you take off the challah? I'm not sure. Ben Beseira Omer Tatal Bitzonin. Put it in cold water, it'll never turn chametz. Okay? The dough, the challah will never turn chametz. And then after when Chalamot comes, now you can burn it. Amr of Yeshua, lo zehu chametz shemutharin ala bayoya bayamatzei. This is not the chametz that we're talking about, that we care about bayoya bayamatzei. Right? Why? Doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to a kohen. Ella mafrishasa, separate the dough. Umanichasa ada erf, and let it sit there. If it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. It's not your problem. It doesn't belong to you. Right? It doesn't belong to you. I would put it away so nobody eats it by mistake. It's not your problem.
So the whole mission from the beginning should have said, just put it away. And
so why didn't they say that? Why didn't they say that?
Right.
Oh. So why didn't they say that?
Right.
Because they didn't agree with it. What didn't they agree with? So, Amar lema betovas hana kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing in the issue of tovas hana. What's tovas hana? Let's say a guy is possible to have a grandson who's a kohen. He's not a kohen. How? His daughter married a kohen, and his grandson's a kohen. So he can go over to you and say, "Listen, do me a favor. I'll pay you. Make sure my grandson, he's a kohen guy, he could use the help. Make sure he gets the truma." He gets the challah. He gets all the matzah spoon and give it to him. I'll give you $5 for that. You have to give it away anyway. You're going to do the mitzvah anyway. So throw it in his direction. That means, it's called tovas hana. That means you have a little bit of a stake in this challah. A little bit belongs to you. If a little bit belongs to you, you can't let it sit. You can't let it sit. Well, says of Yeshua, let it sit there. It doesn't belong to you. And if it becomes chametz, it's not in your head. It's not your problem. Now, if you hold, he must hold that this tovas hana is nothing. Because if it was something, how could he say it's not in your head? Rabbi Elazar savar tovas hana mamon. Rabbi Yeshua savar tovas hana eino mamon. It's not money, right? It's not. Lo the kula yama savri tovas hana eino mamon. Everybody holds it's eino mamon. So why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is it a problem? V'hacha b'hoil kamiflagi. They're arguing about the case of hoil. What's hoil? The Rabbi Eliezer savar, amrinan we say, hoil, since. E-boy, if he wants, ishil aleha, he can go to a chacham and undo the designation. of challah, umemonahu, it'll become his. Since you have the ability to do that, it'll become his. Therefore what?
I don't know.
Therefore, you can't say, well, let it sit here and it's not my problem. It could become your problem.
It's your problem.
Since it could become your problem, it's not an option.
Right.
Rabbi Yeshua, Sabra, Lomrin, and Hoel. We don't say that. Therefore, it's never going to become yours. It's not a problem. Okay? Good? Now, just give me 1 second. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Listen to this. Halosh Isa Biyamtav Shal Pesach. Lo Yikra Hashem Chala Ad Shetiyafa. He holds like a real answer. Don't let it sit around. No. Don't call it Chala until after you bake what you want. Shem Yikra Lo Hashem. Once you do that, you can't bake anymore because you're stuck. Listen to this, Ramah. The Imyesh Kohen Katan. If you have a Kohen who's a Katan. Shalo Ro'a Keri, who never saw Keri, so therefore, he's Tahar. Oh, Gadol, Shetaval Lekiuro, who went to the mikvah. Mutarim La'afos HaChala B'Shvilo. You can bake the challah for him. Not talking about Tameh now. I want to bake challah. Today we're all tummy.
Right.
How could you ever bake challah? How could you ever bake bizman hazeh on Pesach? What are you going to do with it? If you never bake bizman hazeh, nothing to do with it. Then the dough didn't become tummy, but everyone else is tummy. Says the Ramah, well, give it to a 12-year-old boy.
But what do you mean? The tumma doesn't apply bizman hazeh.
What do you mean? Everyone's tummy. Everyone's tummy mates. So how can you ever eat challah? You ever see people give off challah? What do they do with it? They burn it.
Right.
Why don't they give it to the Kohen? Give it to a Kohen. That's ridiculous. They have the Kohen all part of a tummy. Huh? No, it's not something. That's not the reason. The reason is because they're all tummy. So you can't give them challah. So what's the answer? Give it to a little boy who's not tummy.
What do you mean?
Or Kohen goes to the mikvah. So at least he's Tomei from Kerry.
But don't you say that too much Arab doesn't apply without being
some English? Why does it belong to his father? He's a cotton.
What?
How can he accept anything?
It's an interesting question. I'm just reading this fascinating Ramah. Fascinating, right?
The
Yesh Omerim She'ein Machil and Chana Bizman Azel L'Shum Kohen. We don't give any Kahana Bizman Azel Chala. That's the second, right? What does he say over here? First of all, the Mishnah Berurah is Mati's Vart. First of all, not everyone, we don't know. She'ein Machzik it also have a Kohen Vadai. We're not sure. Dilma Nitzchal La'achas Be'imosav. One of his mothers messed up somewhere along the way. That's first of all.
How many mothers?
What? Then he says, Mikol Makom Ladina Das Harav Kedei Rishona. According to the Ramah, denotes in L'Katan O L'Gadol She'Taval. We call Malcolm, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo Re'isi Lino Kenaf. Nobody, who does this? I never said anyone do this. Right? Okay. Very good. Interesting. Okay, now, here we go. Itmar, Ha'ofe Miyamtaf L'chol. If somebody bakes on, everybody knows this, if somebody bakes on Yontif, Yontif is a Sunday, Shabbat Sunday, so you bake on Sunday for Monday. Amar of Chist, or Chist Amar Loki, you get Malchus for that. Huh? Yeah. Malchus. Rabba Omar ain't a loke. No, you don't get Malchus for that. Rechista Omar loke. We get Malchus. Why do you get Malchus? Says Rashi. Mishum lo sasek kol malacha. Now, the Rosh Hashanah points out there's no Isser in the Torah about Yontif that uses those four words, lo sasek kol malacha. It's either it's a mistake, it's a printing mistake. No. It doesn't say the words. No. Now I'll do malacha on Yontif.
You're just baking.
For Sunday, for Monday, baking for Monday.
Oh, you're baking for Monday?
So it's an Isser Malacha. Just the words of Sansa Malacha don't apply. It's Isser Malacha. Lo Amrinan, we don't say, well, Hoel Imik Loyle Archim, Chazile. What happens if you're baking Sunday after you have nothing? It's a long Shavuot, you have nothing to do Sunday. I'll get ready for the week. What happens at 3 o'clock, some friends of yours, you didn't think you had any friends. So you didn't think that was going to happen. They show up. So you know what? You know what? All right, I'll give them what I baked for Sunday. Since that could happen, Chazilei, we don't say that. You have no friends, no one showing up, it's not going to happen. Why are you baking? To get ready for the week. You're over in Aveira Midda Araisa. Rabba Amar, no, ain't a loka. Amrin and Howell. Maybe someone's going to show up. Maybe somebody will show up. If somebody will show up, you'll feed them that. That's mutter. You're allowed to bake for Yontif. Right? Okay. Look at the bottom line in Tosfos. The last word on the line. The last word on the second to last line. V'im Tomar. Iyam Rin and Hoel. You see it there on the bottom?
Yep.
The bottom line of Tosfos. Iyam Rin and Hoel. If we say this, Im Kain, Batalta, Kal Malecha Shabbos. All Malacha on Shabbos should be mutter. Why? Hoel, maybe, V'roi L'cholish Yesh Bo Sakana. I'm going to cook now on Shabbos. Now, not every Malacha, you can't say, well, I wrote on Shabbos, maybe a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana will show up at my door. That's on you. But what about I'll cook on Shabbos? Maybe a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana is going to show up and he's going to eat this. What? No, what do you mean? For a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana you're allowed to.
I know, but you...
So one second. V'yesh Lomar, V'yesh, listen to Sosa's answer. V'yesh Lomar, the answer is, Kiven de lo shliach klal, lo amrin and hol. That's very far fetched.
Exactly.
For someone to show up, that's different than what you said.
No.
What you said is going to be a different answer in a second. You're on the money. He's on the money. Since that's ridiculous. Somebody must have a friend somewhere. Even the right. Okay, so that can happen. But a cholish yesh bo sakana is going to show up on Shabbos. Very unusual. Doesn't give you the heter. What if you have a cholish yesh bo sakana in your house? Now what? Now can I do whatever I want? He's upstairs in the bedroom. I'll cook. Well, maybe he'll need it. I'll do this. Maybe he'll need it. I'll do it. Says the Chassam Sofer, yes. Now it's all mutter. Why? Howell. Says the Maharam Chalava, not the Ram Chalava. Yeah, others, the Chassam Sofer, the Achron. Says the Imre Bina. Matzi's answer is no way. Shabbos is always usher. In other words, Yontif, I have a heter ochel nefesh. I'm allowed to do malacha. I just not allowed to do it for tomorrow. Since someone might show up, I can do it even today. Even though I don't have any, no one on the schedule, there's no one scheduled to show up, that might happen. Shabbos, you never allowed to do malacha. Only in the case of the cholish yesh bo sakana. So I have a chol, 100%. Even though the Chassam Sofer said maybe yet. The other one says, no way. Totally, Shabbos and Yontif are totally different. Yontif starts off being mutter. Shabbos starts off being usher. That's the howl. So to say I have a case where I found the reason why I can do malachas on Shabbos, but I have a chol in my house, no way.
So what do you do with a chol?
You do it as he comes along. He needs the cook to cook for him. He needs the light on to turn it on for him. You can't do it in advance. What now? Another child. What if you did it? Why? Because you're an Avarian. You cooked on Shabbos, and then a chol shows up. So Lima Fred, did you do an aveira or not? That's the question. Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Right. Amalei Rabbele Rav Chista. So one second. Lindy Dachta Marta Lo Amrin and Hoel. Hey Chofim, Yontif for Shabbos. What about cooking on Yontif for Shabbos? Which you all do. Shabbos is Shabbos. So Friday, Yontif for the Yontif is Friday Shabbos. You're cooking on Friday for Shabbos. Or Thursday for Shabbos. How could you do that? Amalei, Mishim Erev Tavshilin. I have an Erev Tavshilin. So Mishim Erev Tavshilin, Sharina Isura Daraisa? That matters. This is Daraisa? What's this of Daraisa? Doing malacha on today for tomorrow? No. Shabbos is not Yontif. Yontif is Thursday, Friday. So how can I cook today for Shabbos? What's the name of Tavshilin? What did that help? No, it does help. Midaraisa, Tzrichi, Shabbos, Nasim, Yontif. Really, Midaraisa, you're allowed to. Really, Midaraisa, I'm allowed to cook from Shabbos, from Yontif to Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is also called Yontif. Yontif is also called Shabbos. That I'm allowed to do. Rabbanan who degazri bay, gzeira. The Rabbanan said no. Shema yomru, oh from Yontif af b'chol. Oh, if I cook from Friday to Shabbos, why can't I cook from Wednesday to Thursday? Why can't I do that? The kiva de itzrichu Rabbanan, iruv tafshilin, itzl hakeira. And if I have an erev tafshilin, I have a hecker. Okay? And then it's allowed. Okay?
Just say, eat what you're cooking on Yontif, and you have leftovers.
Oh! Eighth day, you have a sick animal, it's dying. Lo yishchot. Don't shecht it on Yontif. Ela kadesh yachol le'echol kaimenu kizayis tzlibi bodyon. Unless you're able to eat a little bit of it. Yachol le'echol, if you're able to eat it, afal gav d'lo boy le'mecha. You don't have to eat it. Why you want to shecht it? Because if it dies on its own, you're going to lose, you lose out all the money. So I'll shecht it now, quickly, same story. Now, mishlam ul'diyaz abin and ho'el, since I say ho'el, ho'el ve'i boy le'mechal mati achol mishum hachi yishchot. If I want to eat it, I could eat it, therefore I could shecht it, and I don't even have to eat it. El udidach, damar de lo min and hoel amay yishchot. According to you, what's your heter? You have no interest in eating it. You have no interest in eating it. What's the heter? Amalei mishum hefsid mimono. It's a lot of big loss. So what kind of answer is that? Mishum hefsid mimono shirina nisura daraisa? Because the hefsid mamon, we allow it. Amalei, yeah. Mishum hefsid mamon, because of the money, gamar belibo lechol kizayis. He makes up, you know what, I have to do this. There's no way out. I have to do shechita. In other words, save $1,000, I'll eat it because I used to beat. I don't really want to eat.
Save the rest of the day afterwards.
Good? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Yeah.